What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? The Playmaker down at Silence here. Just to give you a recap of day one of the NCAA tournament, the round of 64 for the men's. What a day. What a start to this. Four double-digit seeds, upset teams. You had a number one seed gets a very big scare in their opening game. I mean, day one was just all over. Oh my gosh, can't believe it. Speaking of the one seed, it's the top overall seed Duke, who was in a battle with the 16 seed Siena. They was down double digits at the half. I did not expect the Duke Blue Devils to be down double digits at the half, but that's what Siena was doing. They came out shooting threes, they was on point, and then the second half, Duke finally found their rhythm and they found their way to come out 71-65 win over Siena, plus Siena only played five players, which was ridiculous. Like, I don't know what they had going on, but we have a bench for a reason. And not playing your bench probably backfired on Siena because he didn't give his starters any breaks to let them keep their rhythm, keep their breath. So they practically wore down and that's what happened. But they actually started with TCU knocking off Ohio State 66-64. That was a good start to a day. Very good competitive game, but didn't know what was to come for the rest of the day, you know. And both of those games was in the East region. Sticking in the East region, shout out to Louisville. Held off South Florida 83-79. That was my 6-11 upset that I did not get, unfortunately. Probably some other people was looking for that, but that did not happen. Louisville came out hot in the first half. South Florida was kept seeing this up down double digits. But in the second half, they made a furious comeback. And then all of a sudden, when you are 5 for 33 from 3-point range, you're going to lose that game. And that's what South Florida shot from three. 5 for 33. They couldn't hit their threes. If they could have hit about another 3 to 5 more threes, we might be having a different conversation here, but they couldn't hit threes. Yes, they couldn't hit threes in that game. And they went home. It's all good. That's the East region. Okay. Let's go to the Chaos region, the West region, led by Arizona. But they didn't play. We're going to start in the West with the full 13 matchup with the Arkansas Razorbacks, the ACC winners. They went up against Hawaii. And Arkansas handled business. They controlled the game from start to finish. Darius Ed Cup Jr. did his thing. Bazzi did his, man, they had 11 dunks in this game. Let me put it like that. They had 11 dunks in this game. 97-78 win for the Razorbacks and John Calipari. He's moved on to the second round. But it's not who you think it was going to be against. Because one of the biggest upsets of the tournament so far came in the 5-12 matchup when the 12th ranked High Point Panthers knocked off the 5th seed Wisconsin Badgers. Told you it was going to be a high scoring game, and it did not disappoint. 83-82 win for a High Point. What a game to watch. I couldn't believe it. Sutton told me, I said, look out for High Point. This won't be an easy one. It's going to be a high scoring affair. And it did not disappoint. High Point was on point. What a game, man. What a game. This game was close for most of the game. There was, I don't even think either team had a bigger lead of 6, if I remember correctly. I mean, this was back and forth. Wisconsin shot 48% from the field. High Point, 42% from the field. High Point was 38% from 3-point range. Wisconsin was 39% from the 3-point range. It was literally back and forth. Okay, Wisconsin had a 10-point lead at one point. High Point only led by 3 at the most. Back and forth, a fair. I knew this would be a high-scoring game. I knew this would be one of those games that you can't forget about. You have to pay attention to, and it did not disappoint. High Point with the big dub, moving on to the round of 32, where it'll be facing Arkansas on Saturday. Shout out to Martin for High Point, 23 points, 10 assists to lead the way. you just couldn't ask for much more. I mean, Wisconsin, you got what you wanted. Blackwell had 22, Bull had 27, but High Point wanted it more, and they got it. That wasn't the only double-digit seed to win, because Texas, from the first four to the round of 32, as they took down the sixth seed BYU 79-71. Plain and simple, I'll be honest. Nobody from BYU came to help. AJ had 35 points, 10 rebounds. And nobody came. The rest of the team scored 36. That's your game right there. Shout out to Texas big man, 23 points, 16 boards. You know, he did his thing, but want to be truth be told, nobody for BYU came to help AJ. Nobody came to help AJ. That man had 35 points. That man scored 49% of the points for BYU. The rest of the team combined for the rest of the 51. You know what? Caleb, what was you doing? You fouled out with 5 points. So every point you score, you fouled. Where were you to help AJ out? Nobody came to help AJ. Davis Jr. only had 9 points. Right the third had 14. He tried to do something, but it was too late. I mean, and then you had four guys that came off the bench and played, and none of them scored. No bench points whatsoever. Nobody came to help AJ, man. That's the difference. That's why Texas is moving on and BYU is going home. Texas had four guys in double figures along with their big man. Pope had 11. Swain had 14. Mark had 19. And they got 7 points from their bench. Your bench got outscored 7-0. That's not a stat that you want to hear. 7-0. If you BYU. But that's what happened, man. I don't want to hear about you didn't have your second best player, Richard Saunders. You've been without him for almost a month or 2 months. So you already knew what the team was going to look like before you get to the NCAA tournament. And y'all did not show up at all. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it whatsoever. That's excuses to me. You had ample time to adjust without Richie Saunders being there. And y'all got to the tournament and y'all folded. I'm going to put it plain and simple, y'all folded. So Texas went from the first four to the round of 32, where they'll meet the Gonzaga Bulldogs, the three seed, who survived a scare from Kennesaw State 73-64. Shout out to Kennesaw State. You put up a fight against the number three seed, but you get to go home and Gonzaga gets to move on. That's the West region. Let's go to the Midwest region. The first team to put up the triple digit piece was the number one seed, Michigan. They beat Howard 101-80. And that was not how that game all went. That was a tight first half as well, and probably most of the first part of the second half too. And then once the second part of the second half, when Michigan started to pull away, and Howard couldn't do nothing about it. So that was that. It's not an upset, but probably the most shocking results of the first day of the NCAA tournament comes from this region in the Midwest, where the 9-seed St. Louis Billikens absolutely destroyed the AC Georgia. 102-77. I probably shouldn't say this, but since I am a Florida Gator fan, Georgia Bulldog fan, y'all want to know why we got rid of Mike White? There you go. There you go, your example, right? The reason why we didn't want Mike White anymore. You see, being against Todd Golden, we ended up winning the championship within the first 3 years with him. And they were number one seed again, looking to go back to back. We ain't going to do that with Mike White. Y'all not going to do that with Mike White. Mike White, I don't know when it comes to him in tournament time. He's pathetic. Look at this. He got Georgia to tournament and got your ass whooped by 25 points. They whooped y'all ass from start to finish. The halftime score was 49-32. And then they said, we're not done. We're going to put it on even more. He ended up scoring 53 more in the second half. Just completely whooped y'all ass. Deion Brown led the way with 18 points on 9 of 10 shooting. That dude was strictly getting layups and dunks. Just blew them out the water. The most shocking result. Well, I take that back. That's not the most shocking result. I misspoke, really. There's another shocking result we need to talk about. That was another team. And that's a blue blood. Not so small team like Georgia. So that was your Midwest. Which leads me to the South. Houston handled business against field team C, Idaho, 78-49. Texas A&M, they got out. They got the run. They got to play physical with St. Mary's, and St. Mary's couldn't handle it. 63-50 to win for the 10-seeded Aggies over the 7-seed St. Mary's. They go your 10-7 upset. There go your 10-7 upset. The 3-seed Illinois are fighting the 9-9. They handle business against the 14-seed Penn, aka Pennsylvania. 105-70. No problem there. Nebraska got their first ever NCAA tournament win when they took down 13-seeded Troy 76-47. One even close. That was the first blowout of the game. First blowout. Nebraska was not having it. They came in focused, ready to roll, and say it's time to make school history, and they made school history in an emphatic way. The 5th-seed Vanderbilt Commodores took on the 12th-seed McNeese State. Back and forth affair for quite some time, and then Vanderbilt got themselves a double-digit lead, and they kept the double-digit lead, winning 78-68. So I'm looking for an interesting matchup Saturday between Vanderbilt and Nebraska. That'll be at 8:45 on Saturday. I'm looking forward to that game. That's going to be a game to watch. But playmaker, we got Houston, Texas A&M. We got Nebraska, Vanderbilt. Who's playing Illinois? That's the shocker of the day. That's the shocker one. That'll be the 11 seed VCU Rams. As they upset at 6th-ranked North Carolina 82-78 in overtime. And it's shocking because not the fact that it is North Carolina, not just the fact that it is a VCU Rams that's ranked 11. It is shocking because North Carolina had a 19-point second-half lead. Nope, you heard me correctly. North Carolina was up 19 in the second half. And the VCU Rams came storming all the way back to force overtime. And once they forced overtime, they outlasted the Tar Heels, sending the Tar Heels home. I can't explain it to you. I really can't. These dudes up 19 in the second half. I don't know what to tell you, man. But people are calling for Hubert Davis' job now. They cannot believe that the Tar Heels blew a 19-point lead to VCU and lost this game in overtime. But that's what happened. Had a 19-point lead, and you did not close the door on these boys. This dude, Hill Jr. for VCU, came off the bench and dropped 34 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists to help lead the Rams in the largest first-round comeback victory in tournament history. Is it in tournament history? I don't think it's in tournament history, but it's been quite some time. But that's what happened. I'm looking here to see if it. It says right here, the Rams, who pulled off the 6th biggest comeback in tournament history and the 2nd largest second half comeback, behind Nevada's 22-point rally against Cincinnati in 2018. I know if you're in North Carolina, you're sick to your stomach. You're lucky that Duke squeaked by Siena in a 16-1 matchup. You saw NC State get ousted by Texas in the first 4. And then you watched North Carolina lose a 19-point second-half lead to VCU. I know y'all sick right now. I know y'all is. The only team left for the state of North Carolina is called Queens, and they play the next day, and they got to go against Purdue. I know people in North Carolina are sick to their stomach right now. What a way to go out. But that's what happens. So that was the first day of the NCAA tournament. 4 upsets. Congratulations to VCU, to Texas A&M, to Texas, and to High Point putting off the upsets. Couple of ones, he had some scares early, but they survived. Michigan handled business. Illinois handled business. Houston handled business. That's just day one. Day two is here, and also is day one of the women's March Madness as they kick it off at 11:30 a.m. This is the Playmaker Down in the Silence from the Playmakers Network and Shooting Lights Out. Looking forward to bring you some more reaction as the tournament continues to go forward.